Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, and welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization Podcast, where we discuss simple strategies to help you create a home that supports your life and brings you peace. I'm Stephanie, your host and organizing enthusiast. Today, we are diving into why we feel overwhelmed by clutter, how to turn household tasks into routines, and why everyone in the house has to help. AKA B is for bringing your dishes to the sink. So the reason that we feel overwhelmed is because there's clutter around us. When things pile up, it creates this little bit of chaos inside of our brains. And that chaos leads to chaos in all areas of our life. I'm sure you can relate that when your life feels out of control, your house gets out of control, right? Maybe you didn't do the dishes. Maybe you didn't make your bed. Maybe that coffee cup is still on your nightstand from 5 days ago and you have a work deadline and the work deadline is taking all of your focus. You're stressed, you're frazzled, someone's sick, you're having to take a trip, you're selling your house, you're moving. Whatever the stressor in the life is going to be reflected in your physical surroundings. And it's quite interesting when you walk into a house and you know they're already struggling with something and the house is utter chaos. It's correlated. Everything matches. And so by you keeping your house in an organized way, you're helping your brain, you're helping your emotions, you're helping yourself be able to manage and travel through life's challenges. So that work stressor that you have might not stress you out as much. If your house is organized, you're not stressed in the house. Your house becomes your haven, your safe spot. It becomes the place where you go to recharge, to let go of work, to let go of the stressors, where you're able to just sit in pure peace. Because you don't have to get up to do the dishes. You don't have to put the groceries away that are sitting on the counter still. And I'd like to point out that even if you're not actively thinking about it, you're subconsciously thinking about it. So those dishes, they're weighing on your mind. How many times do the dishes pop into your mind before you actually do them? The 10th, the 12th? And so just imagine if you didn't have to utilize your brain for those 12 reminders, right? Because it's not like you forget. You know the dishes are there. Always. And that's any aspect. You know, if you have a task to do, there's so many tasks that we can do that we don't do. Point now where I realize that things never take as long as we think they're going to take. So this is my one rule. I tell all clients, get your pen, get your highlighter. If a task is going to take you 4 minutes or less, just do it now. Just do it now. So 4 minutes, emptying your dishwasher most likely will take you less than 4 minutes. We don't think it does. We think it takes forever. Putting your shoes in the shoe closet or back in your room or wherever your shoes are assigned will take you less than a minute. Put them back. Hanging your coat up, hanging your jacket, putting the TV remote in its assigned home, putting the toothbrush holder back in the toothbrush container, the cap back on the toothpaste, make your bed. All these tasks take us less than 4 minutes. Returning an item to its home, most likely every single time, less than a minute. And so do it now because then you're not being nudged 12 times because every time you think about that task is the same amount of time that it will take you to complete that task. So my goal here is just to convince you to start completing those tasks now. 4 minutes or less, guys, okay? If you take nothing else from this entire podcast, change your life with doing it in 4 minutes or less. Okay, so how do we turn household tasks into routines? In the book, I use B is for bringing dishes to the sink. And that it has to become a meal routine and everyone helps clear the table after a meal and wash and put away the dishes. And so what we have to realize is that the task is not just bringing the dishes to the sink. The task is also bringing the dishes to the sink, rinsing the dishes, and then putting them in the dishwasher. And so the task is not complete until all of those steps have been completed. And what we need to do is just create those new pathways in your brain. You want those synapses to synapse and create the new pattern. So you almost get to the point where you're not even using the brain. It's on autopilot because you've done it so many times. Take the dish to the sink. You're there, you're rinsing, you're putting it in the dishwasher automatically and or even just washing it. So what happens if we don't do that is the clutter builds up, right? And you feel overwhelmed. You feel just chaos and the task doesn't get complete. So it's left unfinished and then it's going to weigh on you. And eventually the dishes will build up. You leave one dish, you might leave another. Next thing you know, it's literally overfilling your sink and the entire surrounding area around it. And you definitely won't look at it because you're trying to avoid it and you're cringing, whether internally, externally. It's not a fun space for you to be in. You might even just avoid the kitchen and then you end up ordering takeout. And then you may have trash building up in your living room area because you're not taking it back into that kitchen, which we are avoiding. And so that one dish actually created so much more clutter in your kitchen. And then that clutter is spreading also now to other areas of your house. And so that is what we want to avoid. We want to complete the task. And now I know that you're asking, Steph, well, that's my problem. I can't complete the tasks. What do I do? And so we just want to break it down into manageable steps. Okay, so if you have no time or no mental capacity, or you're done for the day and your decisions, you can't, there's no more tasks allowed. We're gonna break it down. You at least have to rinse it, right? Like the goal is to prevent future work for ourselves. So if you have a dirty dish that you're taking to the sink and it's caked in whatever it is that you ate, fill up the bowl with water so that when you scrub it later, it's easy to scrub. Rinse off that spatula while it's still warm so that it easily comes off and you don't have to scrub at the caked food. And then the next time that you're in the kitchen, the very next time, rinse it, wash it, and then put it in the dishwasher. So I understand that there are times where you can't complete that task, but you have to take a step towards completing the task, which is filling it with water, rinsing it, soaking it, etc. And then the same thing applies for laundry. Laundry is another multi-step task that I find a lot of clients have trouble completing, especially in a day or a one-stop time frame. Getting it into the washer, easy. But sometimes that doesn't make it to the dryer. And then again, we have to rewash the clothes because they now smell a little mildewy. And that's creating additional work for us. So we want to prevent that. So make it a goal that when your alarm goes off on your washer, you take the clothes and you automatically put it in the dryer. So that is a must-do task. There's no question about it. You have to move from the washer to the dryer. Now, I understand that pulling the clothes from the dryer to hanging up was potentially longer than 4 minutes, depending on how many clothes you have, how detailed, if you want it to be super neat, etc. And so break it down into two steps. It's allowed. So like for me personally, once the dryer is off, I will put it in my laundry basket and I take it downstairs to my master bedroom. And then if I know that I don't have the time and or mental capacity, I will take 1 minute and I will organize my clothes. I put all my pants aligned in a pile where I fold them in half and then put them in a pile so that when I hang it, it's super easy and quick for me to do. And then all the t-shirts I put in a pile all face up, right side out, so that when I have my hangers, I can just grab them and go and then hang that super fast as well. So when I get to the actual hanging and putting away step, it will take me 4 minutes or less. But the key, again, is don't create more work for your future. So don't leave them in that basket because they're just going to, again, get wrinkled. We want to prevent that if we can. And then two, when you lay them out, make it so it's super easy, however you do it. If you fold clothes, fold them up by the washer. You know, if you fold them and put them away. I've seen parents for kids, each child has their own laundry basket and the parent just takes the clothes and puts it in the assigned child's basket. And then that child has to grab their basket and put their own clothes away. Or sometimes even I've seen parents wash just one person's clothes. So like all mom's clothes is in one load, all dad's clothes is in one load. Each child is by themselves. But the key is just to make it less difficult for yourself. You have to complete the tasks that are quick tasks. Don't build up something that makes it more challenging for you or causes more work for you, right? And so if you just tell yourself, okay, I have to move it to the dryer, I have to take the dryer and put it down in whoever's room it belongs, then start doing it that way. And then one way to make it more fun, doable, able to actually complete it is to anchor these tasks to an existing habit that you already have. If you're heading out the door to go to work and your trash can is in your garage or right outside, take the trash out as you go down to work. Don't create an extra step to take the trash outside. Do it as you're going in that direction. So for me, anything that has to go to a different level of my house, I put it by the stairs leading in that general direction so that the next time I do head down that way, I will take it upstairs. So I'm not creating another step for myself. Or if you hate to fold laundry and you don't want to actually do it in a separate time, Do it while you're watching your favorite show. Do it while you are listening to a podcast. Hello. Or if your kitchen is dirty, when you're brewing your coffee, when you're waiting for it to heat up, wipe down your counters, cook your breakfast. You want to get the little task done while you're doing something else. Or also while you're doing the dishes, have someone come keep you company. Catch up on the days. How was your day at work? How was your day at school? Call somebody. You know, be like, hey, I'm washing the dishes and I really don't want to do this. Will you please keep me company? And then you can talk to them and 3 minutes later be like, okay, bye. And you don't even have to say anything. It's just become so habit too to call them and catch up. The dishes catch up time of day. However you need to do it so that you get these little tasks done is the way that you want to do it. And then for our last little section, we are going to talk about utilizing everyone in your house. So everyone in the house is required to help. This is not just mommy's job. It's not daddy's job. It is everyone's job that lives in that house. You can even treat the house like a friend. So what does the house need from us today? And treat it like that. How do we help the house? Well, the house doesn't like it when we have shoes piled up the entryway. The house doesn't like it when the trash starts to smell. So what can we do to help the house today? And it's just treat it like it's a household task. It is not a chore. It is not mommy's job. Okay, mommy, I will help you today. No, it is everyone has to contribute to the house. It's a mindset switch, right? It's not just one person's job. And even the tasks that you do assign, because I recommend assigning tasks to children, adults, everybody, you can change those up. It's not one person's responsibility to always cook or always do dishes. It is a shared responsibility, unless it is okay with both parties. Work it out however you want to work it out. I've seen so many clients, and I'll be very honest, women, mothers, who are working, I'd say a majority of the time, but also the household responsibilities fall to them. And it breaks my heart because there's so many toys and the kids aren't helping. And I gently try to have a conversation and state, as of pre-K, if not even younger, they are responsible for their own cubby. They put their bags in a slot. They have to take their after lunch trays to be discarded. They have responsibilities at school, learning centers, etc. And it's up to the parents, mom and dad, they have to be a cohesive unit in this respect to apply those skills at home. This is a responsibility and they're going to thrive on it. Children love to contribute. They love to help. And so the goal is to cement these habits while they're young so that it's with them through their entire lives. And so I did a blog post last Friday. If you want to check out my website, statusorganized.com, check out my show notes for specifics. But it talks about the different studies that have come out recently from Harvard, from researcher at Minnesota, California State, developmental psychology, different studies that have been geared towards the development of children and how cementing these household tasks as kids actually makes them better adults, to be very simplified. But check it out. A lot of good information, even go into further steps of how to help kids be positive, kids be effective, even going into teaching the children about the household tasks and the steps to make sure it's enjoyable and effective for them. But the main key is that parents set the tone. And so however they portray the household tasks, is it a chore or is it something we all do and take shared responsibility in and everyone is responsible for it and we're all going to do this? It's just what it is. Your toys are out. Your toys have to be put away. Oh, if these are your clothes, they have to be folded. Oh, these dirty clothes, it has to go in the hamper. Your children can do it. You can do it. Your husband can do it. Your wife can do it. Everybody can do it. It's just a matter of doing it, period, and accepting help and making a joint effort in the house. The last little bit we'll talk about with everyone helping is we don't want to parent people. We want people to take responsibility. So whether it's a roommate, a child, a parent, adult, whoever's living in the house with you, it's their responsibility, whatever task is assigned. And so you could do a weekly meeting, monthly meeting, and you're just going to have a house responsibility meeting and assign the tasks that everyone is responsible for the next week, for the next month. And then that person is responsible for it. So it is not one person's job to get on someone else, be like, hey, you haven't taken the trash out. Hey, you haven't done this. Oh, this. Because that takes mental energy. That takes effort. It is, and that causes more stress. That causes the weight of the house to be on one person. And that is what we are trying to avoid. We want to spread out the responsibility and have it be everybody's and for them to actually take responsibility and embrace whatever task they've been assigned. And you can even go do it further where it's for the morning, make the bed, wipe bathroom counters, eat breakfast, do dishes. Evening can be clean kitchen counters, load the dishwasher, prep your bag for the next day, your meals for the next day. However, on the weekends, if you guys will clean bathrooms, bedrooms, living space, kitchen, however you're going to assign the household tasks, and then either a check off, you could print them, you can have it digitized, however you want to have it where everyone is doing it. And you may not eventually need an actual physical and or electronic checklist to see who's doing it. You can just have a verbal conversation, but it's for those who need that reminder. You can put a timer, like we've talked about, on any of your electronic models that are in the house, and just say every night at 7:30 p.m. it goes off and says time to clean or time to tidy up, and everyone goes to their assigned area. If they don't remember where it's at, go to the chart that says it. It tells them, and you're able to do it. If it's already tidy for that day because you did it earlier as you were going, yay, you get to have a break. Okay, so
to tie everything in, so we have a buildup of clutter. We talked about the household tasks and routines and utilizing everyone. And so the goal here is that by completing these household tasks, you will not accumulate the clutter. And so one last little tidbit that I will leave you with is one organizing unspoken rule is that we want to touch everything once. So if you had that trash that you left in the living room, rather than leaving it there and then like shifting it, you know, to the next spot because you were sitting down there, putting a book there, and then moving it another again and another and another, just go ahead and put it in your trash can. Like that's where its new home is. Or if you were organizing or shifting things around, like a lot of times if we're going through a pile, you'll just start shuffling through it and you're touching things and then you'll go back through because you're like overwhelmed. Just make the decision for the first item before you move on to the next. Make the pile of where it's going, downstairs, upstairs, bathroom, returning, etc.
And when we say touch everything once, it's touch everything and make the decision once. So when every item you touch, you're making the decision of where its new home will be before you move on to the next item. And so don't pick up an item and be like, oh, this belongs in the office, and then run it to the office. Make a pile of where you're working, because most likely you'll have more office items going into that pile. And so you'll have 6, 10, or 12 piles around you once you're done. And then that is when you will take it to the new home. The key is not to shuffle something around to avoid making that decision of where it belongs. And so just tell yourself, this is where it will be. This is where it will live, and make it to its new home. And if you change it later, that's fine.
So touch everything once and just breathe. When you are actually decluttering and organizing a house and it's you're reducing the quantity, it's going to take you a while. It is not one-stop shop. Just know that it most likely took you years to reach the state that your house is in. So give yourself some grace and know that it might take you a bit of time to get to where your goals are, and it's okay. Every step forward that you make is progress, and we celebrate progress. It's absolutely amazing and beautiful, and I'm so excited for you. And so just touch everything once, love yourself, love your progress. Great. Okay.
So I think that is all for today. We briefly touched on clutter and why we feel overwhelmed by it, and never forget that 4-minute rule. If it's 4 minutes or less, just do it now. How to turn household tasks into routines so that we don't build up this clutter, and why everyone in the house has the responsibility to keep that house how we want to live in it. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. But most importantly, be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Remember to join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization, and post pictures or ask questions or tell us how your journey is going. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Till next time, happy organizing!